Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, as we come back to you here, Omar Kelly in the building. We've got a bunch of quotes coming in here from Mike McDaniel's press conference. He's at the owners' meetings right now, at the owners' breakfast. And Adam Beasley just sent this one out. And his tweet reads, Mike McDaniel said he thought about giving up play calling, quote, long and hard. Said he will call plays in the spring and plans to do it in the fall as well.
Good.
As he'll see how things go.
Good. I don't want him to give it up. I want him to tweak a few things, but why would we want to get rid of that guy?
Nothing for long and hard.
Omar's with
this. And this is what I don't understand about the criticism of Mike McDaniel. Did he call the number one offense all season or not?
Yeah, no matter what. So that's the thing. We can go into the games that they struggle, but
yeah.
You look at the stats and they don't say who you played.
Yeah.
And points and yards and passing.
Man, we've been,
and by the way, running the ball. Our improvement running the ball, even though we can only basically run outside. We're one of the best running teams on the outside.
Let's not forget that they had the interior of the offensive line gutted by injuries. But I hear your point, Joe. What I love about, like, Joe, it wasn't even a debate. There wasn't even another team competing with you for the number one offense. A lot of the skeptics will say, oh, the Denver game stat padded. One of 17 games stat padded and carried you for an entire season.
Yeah.
Yes, they tanked at the end of the season.
They scored 70 points in that game. That's like four games worth. By the way,
another quote coming out here from
Adam Beasley. I said that Mike McDaniel said the Dolphins made Odell Beckham Jr. an offer. Said he thinks the conversations will be ongoing.
I haven't talked to you since that Odell Beckham courtship visit flirtation.
Yeah. I got a call
mm-hmm.
that he was in the building while I was at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, at tennis.
Yeah, I was like, what are you going to Tennessee
this
for?
This is what happens when you get up at 12:30 in the morning because you can't sleep.
You're up at 12:30?
I can't sleep. I don't know what's going on. I can't sleep.
Tylenol PM. I don't know if your heart could take it, but Tylenol PM.
Well,
it's all that March Madness where it's getting to him.
Oh, is that what it is?
He's been betting on games late night.
Come on. Joe don't bet on games.
He knows
games.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
He's trying to bring me in. Don't let
him. Bring you into that mess.
Go ahead, Omar.
The cesspool.
Odell Beckham, give it to me.
I initially... when I heard it, was like, nah, no way, don't make sense. Then I actually said, okay, let me do the film work. Let me look at Odell for all of last season. And I was like, wow, this really makes a lot of sense in terms of what he brings now as a receiver, in terms of, you know, what I think Tua did best at Alabama, And I know he's had four first-round wide receivers in the NFL. I get it. Four first, yeah.
I was going to say.
NFL line, two NFL running backs. I know he had all that. Okay. And Nick Saban and, you know, Brian Daboll and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But what Tua did best was Tua threw a slant beautifully with that accuracy, with that timing, and he still does.
Nobody's questioning that.
Okay, but who's your slant receiver? Who is your slant receiver here on this team? I know Tyreek can run a slant. I know Jaylen Waddle can run a slant. But is that what you would say is the top three things that they do best?
So I think it is because that's what he throws best. So they have to make that a big part of
what
they
do. That's not what I asked you. Is that what they do best? And is that what you should be asking them to do?
So I'm going to tell you something different. Yes, I think it is. And we're going to disagree on this. Because they turn a lot of those slants into big plays. If they catch it on the run as they square in
stride,
or if it's even a slant, like you said, a little towards the safety, and that safety's out of position, we're off and running.
But what if that safety's in position? What if that safety's in position and barrels down?
Well, they do. That does happen.
And then what happens to your wide receivers at the end of the year?
They're hurt.
Okay. So now if you can get a guy who's got catcher's mitts for gloves –
I want a third guy who can play the number one and two position. That's why I like Odell Beckham Jr. I think it's would be a great get for him to keep.
I don't know if he's
going.
Still that player though. But he was a number three in Baltimore.
You look at some of his highlights and the catch he made against us on a takeoff.
Yeah,
he still got skill set at 31. He's still got major skill.
There's something still there. He's definitely a number three receiver. However. He's not even close to these other top two, but
I think
what he can do from a skill set standpoint, he runs that slant beautifully. He catches, takes things in traffic, gets down. He could give you a run after catch.
Omar,
huge catch radius.
No, they're not taking that. If you think all that stuff that breaks back inside for Waddle and
I'm not saying they got to take it off the menu.
They're not because that's the biggest thing. You're right about that's his throw.
Okay, but on third and seven, and I know they're playing that. I don't want to throw that to Tyreek.
So can I get you one that I don't want on the Mike McDaniel list? And I figure somebody's going to tell him because I've been saying this. Those screens outside, stop it. Both guys got hurt.
Yeah.
On that play. Because they don't go down. They're looking for blocking to get set up. And meanwhile, here comes the middle of the defense flying at you, trying to pop you, and he can't get out. He gets collared down. Ankle's never the same. That was it for him. He played.
I mean, the ankle could have went anyway. But, yeah, he was battling things all season.
But those guys, and Waddle was running to get out of bounds, and he got clipped.
It happens.
I just want to cut back. And I know, listen, we had success with those plays, too.
They're an outside team. They throw screens. They throw. That's just Tua's check down. It is.
So, I'd like to see that. And then, obviously, we're bringing all these tight ends, and I'm just giving. I'm guessing this is just going to happen. With the tight end, what they've done with the tight end position.
The seams and the tight end.
Get those guys, the bigger body guys, run down the middle of the field, inside the 20, hit some guys down the back of the end zone, right? Mm-hmm. We didn't have a touchdown last year from the tight end.
I know. Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, they could have just brought Mike Gesicki back if they wanted to because he's making less money than Jonnu Smith, but that's,
that wasn't going to happen.
I know it wasn't.
They didn't let him go in and bring him back. I always love when we let somebody go and they go, why don't we bring –
Nah.
They let him go.
They let him go for a reason. He couldn't block.
That's right. And blocking's a big part.
Blocking's absolutely a big part.
Blocking for this guy is.
That's why they love Julian Hill. However, the fact that they've added two tight ends
I don't know what happens to him.
I mean, he could be a number four. I think they think of this Jody Fortson guy as a receiver / tight end type. What Chase Daniels, Chase Claypool was supposed to be. And just didn't.
This thing's about Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to be a big part. I think Durham Smythe's still going to.
Yes.
He had a really good second half of the season.
People don't realize this. Even throughout Mike Gesicki's career, Durham Smythe was the starter. Nobody pays attention to that.
Nobody.
Durham Smythe always played more snaps than Mike Gesicki.
Nobody pays attention to who starts a game.
Not just who starts. He played more snaps than Mike Gesicki.
No, but that's an official starter thing. It was funny. Bruce Hardy used to say, hey, kid, I don't care how much you play. He said, but I'm playing that first play. And he showed me his contract.
Uh-huh.
And he said, whoever starts. It's like whatever happens the rest of the game, if we got to throw it the rest of the game or something, I don't care. But that first snap,
yeah.
Even if they accidentally put your name in there, I'm going out because I'm getting paid for that first play for starting incentives. And I went, hey, man.
How does Shula take to that when he wasn't in the starting lineup but he was on the field for the starting unit? He just let it roll, slide.
Bruce Hardy was the best tight end, so he was playing. He played all the time. You didn't have to worry. But he did show me. He goes, hey, listen, I just want to tell you. And I go, hey, man, you should anyway. Don't worry about it. So, but I think it's interesting. But those two know coming back that play is going to be our number one play. Matter of fact, if you were to ask everybody, what's the first throw, I think of him throwing that slant inside and putting it out before those guys make their break when he sees that hole to throw to and super accurate with it for the most part. Now, you're right. Guys start sitting on it late in the year, and guys started getting dinged up a little bit. So, anyway, hey, as stuff keeps coming in there, would you let us know, man?
So one other thing to let you guys know, Mike McDaniel said the Dolphins are gathering information and communicating with Tyreek Hill. When asked about the off-field incidents from this.
Which incident?
You know there's been incidents.
I said which incident?
Oh, okay. Incidents.
Which incident are we specifically speaking on?
They're gathering information. And one other, I know it's not Dolphins related, but Coach Mike Tomlin reiterated that Russell Wilson has, quote, pole position to be the starting quarterback, not against competition. When it's time to compete, Justin will be given an opportunity to show his capabilities. He said Justin Fields oozes talent.
Well, that's changed a little bit.
Backtrack a little on that one, huh?
That kind of changed from, hey, he already knows he's coming in to be the backup and Russell will be the starter. And like, okay.
I mean, Mike Tomlin, what bothers me, Mike Tomlin, who I have the greatest amount of respect for, I think he's probably the number one coach in the NFL right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. What has he done? Well, Andy Reid. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Number two. I apologize. What he's done with what he has, and the fact that people thought he was on the hot seat last year, and now that he's going into this season, this is final year of his contract, and it's intentionally done so that he can basically call his shots and go where he wants to go.
I don't see him going anywhere else. He seems like he's kind of old school. He knows there's only been a few guys coached there in Pittsburgh.
But he might want power and influence, and he can get it.
You don't think he has some of that at this point?
I know for a fact. I know Omar Khan and I know Tomlin. I know he's got say. But I think he wants Andy Reid power and influence, and Sean Payton power and influence. He is in their tier. He is. So why can't you call your shot? Why can't you make your GM staff? Why can't you? You know, and I don't think that organization gives up that power. And maybe they'll be forced to. I don't know. I mean, they're a great run organization, though.
Yeah.
But people in Pittsburgh want him gone.
I don't buy that.
Oh, no, I'm telling you. This is fact.
I'm just telling
you. This ain't debate. This is fact. And it's crazy to me. But I don't understand it. But, you know, they're just like Philadelphia wanted Andy Reid gone. They just feel like it's time.
They did. They didn't get to where they wanted to get to.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we
– final one here, by the way. Contract talks with Tua. Mike McDaniel said those things take time. He expects Tua to be present at OTAs while negotiations continue.
Yeah.
I
don't think any of that needed to be said. Once they didn't do that contract March 13th, that thing was going to training camp. That's the biggest contract in Dolphins history.
I don't think Tua, that's not his style.
No, not a chance. Not a chance.
Of what this guy's done and what they've done for each other so far.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Maybe he holds out training camp, but he'll definitely be in the offseason program. Maybe he sits in for training camp.
I would be very disappointed if he didn't show up training camp, considering he can't be touched out there.
He's going to show up for training camp. He's probably, I mean, I could say that's the worst case scenario. They don't get a deal done. Tua shows up for training camp, pulls an Xavier Howard, and basically says, I'm not working. Or Christian Wilkins.
That would be a bad, bad move.
For Tua?
Yes, in my opinion.
Yeah, wouldn't be ideal. Wouldn't be ideal.
Timing with all your guys and putting in the offense and finding out what you like. It's kind of, hey, man, it's kind of around you. Road, home, it's all around you.
But
he just wouldn't do that. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt that he would, no matter what the situation.
That's the time to exert your power, though, unless you're going to do it in the offseason program. That's the time. That's
I'll
the time
you
as
what,
a player.
You open
put pressure on him.
You open up yourself for a lot of criticism. A lot of criticism if you sit out knowing that they're trying to get you signed.
Yeah, but they could try. They can say they're trying to, but what does the offer say? What's supposed to be far apart? And
I expect
them to be far apart.
If he has to play in the fifth year, he's got to play in that fifth year.
Okay. You're right. I don't disagree with you, but that means I could hold out for training camp and I could show up for the regular season. I could not do nothing. Hold in. Because that's the new NFL.
We have this first time we talked about this one, but
it's a possibility. This if it was any other position but the quarterback, you would say Christian did it. Look at Christian. Who is more face of the franchise than Christian? And
who's more important to have at practice every day running the whole thing?
No question. But business is business. When are you gonna put your foot down from a business standpoint?
I don't think he has to. They're going to get a deal done.
According to you, they might make him play the fifth-year option.
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I wouldn't either. But that's not what Tua's camp will say or do or feel. How are you going to put pressure on the organization?
You're
Tua's camp. How are you going to put pressure on the organization to get a deal done?
Well, hopefully both sides are, if they really want him, which I'm guessing they do, we'll come back and talk about this. This is good stuff. This first time I've heard, and by the way, you're right. I mean, it's on the table. But I think he also understands how important he is to everyday practice and getting ready and timing and all that stuff to just stand out there would be a little disappointing. All right. Anyway, hey, that's just me. But I do know one thing, man. It's not just going to be football and basketball and hockey and soccer we're talking about. Nope. Starting this Thursday, baseball is back. The Marlins are ready to go against the Pittsburgh Pirates this Thursday, March 28th. Get your tickets now, marlins.com/tickets. Man, they like their team. I saw the head honcho talking about, hey, man, De La Cruz, Arise, Chisholm, Bell, Berger, all the rest of those guys in that lineup, getting some arms. So some guys going to start a little nicked up. They'll get that pitching staff back here, and we'll see what happens. But coming off a really good season last year, trying to keep it rolling, and single-game tickets as well for all your favorite teams coming to town. Just take a look at it, whether it's the Dodgers or the San Francisco Giants. We must have a large crowd for the San Francisco Giants want to go to one of those games. I'm just joking. That was my team. Get your tickets now, marlins.com/tickets. And I want to let you know they've got some of their favorite days of the week for home games that you really enjoy. They're back. Taco Tuesday, 4 for $44, was so big on Wednesday. We're going to do it Wednesday and Sunday for home games with that 4 for $44 ticket offer presented by Pepsi. That is, of course, 4 game tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas or waters, and 2 small popcorns. Hey, how about that for your dollar? Learn more.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cardinals.com/offers. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody, and congratulations, Heat. Boy, they needed that. They needed a little something special at home, and my God, up 45 in the fourth. Still got a bunch of guys out. Actually, Jaime Jaquez did not play last night. Duncan's been out with a bad back, and Hero has been out. Wow.
It was a great way to respond after you just laid one down with the Pelicans.
Yeah, and they took it out on the Cavs last night. You're right. 39-32 on the season, still sitting in the seventh spot. Golden State tomorrow.
Ooh, that's a good game.
Well, Golden State has not been very good. So.
It's still a good game, Joe.
But you're right. You're getting to see one of the greatest shooters, three-point shooter, the best three-point shooter of all time. Bam and a bunch of other guys in double figures last night. Seven players total. Bam had 15 points, 16 rebounds last night. But those are nice because guys get to rest because you're up by so much and get a nice win at home where they have struggled. And by the way, the Panthers, real quickly, congratulations to Sam Reinhart, man. Got his 49th and 50th goals of the season last night. More importantly, got a 4-1 win over the Flyers, so they're coming back. So tomorrow night, we got Golden State and the Boston Bruins in town. So, boy, I'll tell you what, if you're a hockey and basketball fan, it's a good one tomorrow night. And then we got the NFL owners' meetings going on in Orlando. We've got Mike McDaniel speaking I'm guessing he's still there with the media. No surprise, he's going to call plays, and he should. Why would anybody?
That was just ridiculous.
Okay, I don't know. I'm surprised of all.
Most of my media peers, we were behind that. So you know, I maybe was motivated by fans. When you play poorly at the end of the season, okay, everything needs to be evaluated. So he did evaluate it, but he decided not to do something stupid considering he ran the number one offense in the NFL last season and number six the year before that.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time as a fan base you've had an offense that's been top six for the last 2 years since you could say? Were you playing then?
Yeah. No. And by the way, the other thing, that's just a local thing. Because everybody nationally, yeah, Nobody's saying
he's an offensive mastermind genius.
He comes up some of the creative stuff that he's come up with to get guys wide open. Now, listen, do I like fade routes with Tyreek Hill? No, I don't.
Oh,
I,
you don't like the fade in the end zone, Joe?
No, I don't.
Oh,
I
no,
I don't like it.
You know what's funny?
Big body guy.
You know what's funny? That worked 70% of the time in training camp. Problem is, Noah Igbinogheni and Eli Apple were the ones defending it. Worked in the first game when it surprised teams, but then every single game after that it didn't work because teams were playing it.
And my second one is just a little bit, I don't think it's going anywhere, but it's more about injury for me, is those guys, those two small guys on the outside.
Yeah,
you
that's why you need
you
Odell
gotta go
Beckham.
Back and look I don't disagree with that. If we can get Odell Beckham, I think everybody would want that skill set at even age 31.
What you offering him? We all know, he made $15 million last year,
which is
probably three times more than what he was worth.
So he is in a situation right now, and I said he's adjusted to playing time because he had to play second or third fiddle to their rookie who was going to be a superstar. But the money's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. This first time he's looking at this kind of money.
Yeah, I think he might have played for that kind of money.
Maybe
right
with
after
the Rams.
With the Rams, yeah.
Maybe.
No, I think he was. I think he got traded there. So no. Actually, did he get released? I can't remember. But he's made. The thing is, and this is what my biggest concern about Odell Beckham is. Odell Beckham has the name of a superstar, and in fact, it's out there that he might be dating Kim.
Well, I heard last night they might have broke up. I mean,
if they were a thing, because I think he belongs to the streets, and so does she. Just my personal opinion. Not you know, no shame in that. I belong to the streets now. It's okay. It's all good.
You know, I've been trying to stay out of your stuff. Oh, I got a lecture last week from Hollywood about your personal stuff, so
I'm fine.
But you're on the streets a little bit.
I'm on the streets. I belong to the streets.
How are the streets looking?
Streets are looking good. streets are doing quite well.
Yeah, just counts on what streets you're going through.
Yeah, I mean, the streets are.
I'm sorry,
streets
man, I didn't mean to do that. Go ahead.
Okay. So, but he, and I'm sure he doesn't want to go to some whack market.
No, he wants to be here. I agree.
Yeah,
this matches where he's been. He's been in New York, L.A.
Yeah. I mean, New York, L.A., and he's been in Cleveland and Baltimore. He's like, yeah, I want to get to the major market. The problem is I'm not putting more than $5 million on the table for him. I'm not. I can't. Well, I don't want to.
I think they're going to stick to their guns on this money thing.
Yeah.
And it looks like everybody else is, because Pittsburgh must have come in with a low offer too. Sounds like they didn't give him what he was looking for. He's just but hopefully we're able to get something done, whether it's more incentives or something. But I'd love to see him here.
I don't even think it's a necessity, because there's so many talented wide receivers in this draft. The way your receiving core is going to be for the next 2 years, I mean, you're looking at, based on what Jerry Jeudy got, you're looking at probably $16, $17 million a year on Jalen Waddle. Tyreek's at 24. He's probably going to be looking for a new deal if he can actually stay out of trouble for 5 minutes. He's going to want to be the highest paid receiver in the NFL. They might be waiting until that Minnesota kid gets his new deal so Tyreek can then leapfrog him, because there's really nobody.
You know, a lot of teams in this league don't want to pay both their receivers top dollar.
Oh, but this
chews
team
up a lot of money.
This team will. They'll pay $40 million for these two guys. But that's my point. You need young, cheap receivers, and I'm not sure if they have a receiver worth developing right now in the roster. There's nobody you want to develop.
They need another guy. I agree. To go with what they have, and a lot of those guys can be on the team, and they're fine, but they need to get another guy when one of those guys, in my opinion, gets hurt.
Yep.
That can fill in and do all the things. Never going to be as good as those two. Listen, Odell Beckham is not at 31 going to be as good as these two guys are right now. Just not going to happen. But he can be a really good player, man.
He can help you in the things that you're not good at.
Some of the routes he's squaring, takeoffs, and his route running.
That slant.
Slant, takeoff.
He can run a drag.
His adjustment to the football, catch he made over an outside shoulder before going out of bounds against the Dolphins.
His film looked really good, and I was pleasantly surprised, because his numbers weren't good, but his film looked very good. And I'm like, wow, this guy's still – he's still a probably top 50 receiver in the league.
You're not only playing second fiddle to their number one pick, who looks like he's going to be a superstar, but also Lamar's connection with the tight end is always going to be – Mark Andrews is going to be a top target guy. And then the other guys in there, they all kind of split the same amount of – pretty much the same amount of targets last year. So I get that, hey, man, I'm going to – move on, or they didn't want him, or came down to money. I just don't know what he's going to get. I think maybe he's going to hold out a while before making this decision. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. The other topic is the Tua one that's really interesting if they don't get this deal done. But it never crossed my mind that was a 23-point-something million is for the fifth-year option. That if he had to play on it, that he would just play on it.
You know what's interesting?
I understand you talk about the injury thing is a factor.
Yeah, I mean, if you the choices are, okay, do I want to play on $23.3 million and then go into a year in risking injury, which is why players never want to be in that situation. And like Christian had to take out $1 million injury protection to protect himself for his massive deal that he just got. But that cost him $1 million. I'm told Tua would probably have to do the same thing, but you know, Tua's going to be making a substantial raise. I think he's like, it's going to be like $1.4 million a game that he's going to make.
No question.
Where he was making $300,000 last year. And you know,
that's a lot of money.
So nobody should be shedding a tear for him, and he'll be the highest paid player on the Dolphins team. No, Tyreek will be. But if he signs a multi-year contract, he's probably sitting at the baseline, the minimum, $120 million in guaranteed money. And $120 million in guaranteed money, that's a lot of money, Joe, for your family. That's family security for a lifetime.
That's great, but his agent's job, now I'm going the other side, is to get him contracts like the other guys have.
Yes, it is.
And so they're not going, hey, Mike, we appreciate what you've done for Tua and getting the weapons and being honest with him and giving him a chance to look like a different guy. Mm-hmm. But he still got to make the throws. He still stayed healthy.
Mm-hmm. He's still
my take is Tua doesn't want to play for anybody else
because
there's not another guy like this guy.
And, in fact, and I've said
and he's
this,
seen the other side of
yes.
it.
Yes. Oh, he has seen the other side, and it was a
By
painful
the way,
side. Yeah.
Before I forget, and we got to go to break here. We're getting a wrap up here. I was curious, man. Did you see your comments from X-Man?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Players were shocked about Brian Flores. And
said he was tough, and they weren't best friends, but he had great respect for him because he was there to get me better. And he wanted to win, and he knew the Patriot way, and I was all for it.
There were very select players who were not Brian Flores fans, and Tua happened to be one of them. And it basically, ultimately, nobody else mattered, but that was not a player issue. Players ran Adam Gase out of town. Players ran Joe Philbin out of town. The players did not run Brian Flores out of town. In fact, they played hard for him when he started 0-7. They could have. You've seen teams quit, Joe. I know you've seen it firsthand, teams quit. They could have quit on him at 1-7. They did not. They got rid of
him. You know
him
why?
Because
he walked into that meeting. He walked into a meeting and said, I'm not playing Josh Rosen anymore. I'm playing Fitzpatrick, and we're playing
later.
To win.
That was years later. Then he also said, I'm not playing your best quarterback. I'm playing this young guy that I don't even like because this is what management wants.
Well, he kind of did that.
I know. It was so, you know.
But he made that comment that day, and that was it. And by the way, that was it for the whole league. Except about 17 practice squads.
Listen, they shouldn't have never did that deal to begin with.
I'm with you on that. That 2-5 was a waste of time and money.
Thank you.
100%. Hey, I'll tell you who's not a waste of time and money. If you haven't been to Cliggy's, I love talking about Cliggy's carts. He's at it again, this guy, man. Oh, my God. The rebates and everything. I tell you what, if you're looking for just a jacked up, unbelievable golf cart, I'm talking about tricked out, it's Cliggy's Golf Carts. It really is. These carts are made with aluminum frames, which means no rusting compared to the competitors. That's a big thing, a big, big thing. But they are loaded with everything you could ever want to really enjoy a 4-seater or 6-seater with your family. They really are the coolest golf carts here in South Florida. We're talking about 72 volts of pure lithium power. 5-inch lift, backup cameras, all-terrain tires, a sweet sound system, all painted in your favorite team colors if you want that. 0% financing. Boy, I'm telling you right now, we could go on and on. But visit Cliggy's Carts online at golfcartsfl.net or call 954-388-5932. Say, Joe Rose bragging about you. Are these carts that nice? And they're going to go, come on up to the showroom. We want to show you. We want to show you what we have. They are sweet. The best thing you can do is go take a look at that brand new showroom today at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach and visit Cliggy. See him. Cliggy's a little nutty, but you'll be glad you went up there. Cliggy's Carts, an authorized Royal EV dealer. Cliggy's Carts, that's K-L-I-G-G-Y-S. All right, welcome back, and good morning, everybody. Omar Kelly with us this morning. We're talking about the NFL owners, the Miami Dolphins, and everything. I haven't even brought this up to you, Omar. First of all, what do you think about the hip drop tackle?
They're going to do everything that they can to protect the game. It doesn't make any
sense.
It's going to pass, but I mean, it's going to make things complicated for defenders, but nobody cares about defenders, so that's why the rule's going to pass.
True. I'm with you on that.
Right. Absolutely nobody cares. They don't make a single dollar for the NFL.
And by the way, we still got teams. Woody brought this up this morning. He's right on the money.
You know what? Defenders are like the drapes. Defenders are like a male in a wedding. They are the drapes in the room. Nobody notices them. Nobody cares. They just serve a purpose.
Okay. I'm not touching that, but go ahead.
I mean, it's true.
I'm not touching
nobody,
that.
Nobody goes to a wedding to see the groom. That's the defenders. Nobody goes to an NFL game to see a defender.
My buddies used to go to my wedding just going, and then went, you think it'll last? And no, it ain't going to last. I don't think it's going to last. I don't know, man. Joe, are you serious, man? No way.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how many people tried to talk you out of it, Joe, the day of?
I don't want to throw anybody in, so I'm not going to say names.
Okay.
Because you would know one of them.
All right.
Two guys said to me in California, a lot of people coming through the front door. And I said, wow. My feet were ice cold. I was ice cold. And I had two guys go, we got limos out the back. And there's no reason.
Yeah.
There's no reason that limo can't go to Lake Tahoe right now. That's a getaway. And he goes, think about it. You got a couple minutes. And
I don't think you got good friends if they don't ask you that.
That's pretty normal, right?
Yep.
I never took it as.
You got it. Yeah.
I thought it was they really had my back. The two guys, other guys were in it, were like, you know, I was half crazy anyway, but I had two guys. One was Jimmy Cephalo. I'll tell you one. I mean, seriously, you can't do any better than that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, talked about the night before. I was scared to death the night before. Wasn't, you know, again, it's just, you know, I'm making this thing and, you know, you're just one person.
You better be sure.
We never lived together.
Oh, no, never do that.
She was coming from California to live in Florida.
Never do that.
And you know, it's just, I mean, I don't have to go through all this stuff, but yeah, I just
never do that, Joe.
Anyway, you brought that up as an example, and you got me like, I'm not going to touch that, and then I tell a damn story. So that was good. Good job by you.
Never marry a woman who you haven't lived with. If I could give one piece of advice to anybody.
No, I support that 100%. I've told my wife, if our girls want to live with somebody, it's okay with me.
Yeah, no, you got that works both ways. Never marry anybody that you haven't lived with. Goes both ways.
Yeah.
Because they can't hide when you live with them.
Well, you find out more about people.
Absolutely.
That you don't see things. By the way,
you're not seeing the representative.
By the way, it's both ways.
Yes.
Don't get me
wrong.
No,
exactly. It's both ways. You're not.
I don't want this if my kids are up this morning. You know, I don't want them saying, you know. No, it's both ways. Like, oh, my God, I can do better than that clown. Whatever you want to ask, clown, if you want to call me that.
See how you handle adversity. See how you handle challenges.
How you
communicate, Joe.
No question. So I
talk on radio all day. Can you communicate, Joe?
Not very well. All right. So how do you feel about this kickoff thing? It's a little gimmicky. The kick zone. If it's too deep, it goes. If it goes out of bounds, or if it goes deep, it's going
to
be like on the 40.
If it leads to more returns, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I if it's going to lead to more returns, if others are experimenting, if the XFL is experimenting with things that make the game more interesting,
and I'm okay. Yeah, they're looking at what they're doing. Not the same talent, but same guys out running around.
The most boring play in the NFL right now is a kickoff.
What should be the most exciting play?
It should be.
There's a guy that's in the Hall of Fame that just look at his 21 or 22 touchdowns. I mean, Devin Hester got the greatest highlight reel of any Hall of Famer, just about. I mean, it's that good. No, to break those long runs and stuff. Listen, Barry Sanders. And
Barry Sanders. No, Barry's got Rice.
I thought
Randy
of Barry.
Moss.
No, yeah. Gale Sayers. I mean, there are some guys, that some old school guys that did things that were like, you're going,
Deion,
my body
would
never do that. I got you.
He's a great athlete, great returner. I covered him at UM, and I got Devin Hester stories out the wazoo. People always wonder, why couldn't they just make him play offense? I'm sorry, he wasn't smart enough to play offense. That's just the reality
of it.
Omar,
did you really throw out?
Did I lie? Did I tell a lie? Because I know you know the truth.
I actually know him and know his roommate all through college the whole group.
He couldn't. He
came
couldn't,
on one day a couple weeks ago. We appreciate that with us.
He couldn't learn offense.
I know, man, but I'm not going to touch that.
I mean, he's a Hall of Famer now. We can at least explain to people why he never could play offense. He couldn't learn it.
Yeah, but I thought he could have played defense. I did too.
I thought he could.
Phenomenal athlete. He, always one of the fastest guys on the field. Well, if not,
he should have. He should have just been a nickel cornerback, in my opinion. But you know,
Whatever it was, he was a second round pick.
You know how he played at UM. You know how he was a sensational player at UM. Antrell Roll told him what to do before every snap on defense.
I never heard that.
Yep.
And I know Antrell real well. But yeah,
Antrell told him what to do before every single snap, and that's what he did.
Tell you one thing. All those guys ended up having unbelievable careers.
Phenomenal careers.
Yeah, no question about it. So Woody brought this point up. So they're still trying everything to help scoring. And, again, with all these rules going against the defense and for the offense, they really are. And we're going to have more of it going to pop up at these meetings.
They're the groom at a wedding,
so
Joe.
Saying all that, look at the points per game. Look it up right now at all the teams under 20 points a game. 20 points a game. Under 20 points a game. There's a big group, including the two New York teams, that really, really struggled. And Woody brought up a great point. We're protecting, doing everything we can to protect quarterbacks. Everything. And guess what? We had more quarterbacks hurt or poor play than we've ever had last year. We had 13 quarterbacks make it through the whole season. 13 quarterbacks. 32 teams. A couple of them just got benched, to be fair. But a lot of them were injured. A lot of them just missed games and got knocked out. So anyway, we got a lot of stuff. We got
13 teams, less than 20 points per game. I didn't know New England had.
Yeah, I just don't like this notion of, like, you know, we don't have enough points, we got to change the rules.
Woody's right.
I think it comes back
they
to quarterback.
They do this all the time, though. Like,
it
if scoring
back.
Goes
Find
down in the league, they're like, we got it. Oh, of course it does. The quarterback's the main reason.
And how about
points,
put a system in? Some of this falls back on coaching,
I mean,
the system.
Yeah. If you look at the teams that are not scoring 20 points per game, they're all teams that have either rookie quarterbacks or bad quarterbacks. Situation.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm guessing it was like the Jets.
The Jets
scored 3 points a game.
The Jets scored 15.8 points per game. I didn't even know New England averaged 13.9 points per game.
They were terrible.
No quarterback.
Crazy.
What other team?
Carolina.
Yeah, no quarterback.
The Giants, well, they have a quarterback, but they had no offensive line.
Jones get hurt?
He got hurt early, missed a lot of games. Yeah.
Jets, Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Washington,
Tennessee.
Arizona.
Those are all teams that don't have quarterbacks. But
Vegas, Minnesota was the last team at 20.2 to average 20 points per game, and they were without Kirk Cousins for more than half the season.
Yeah.
And then we got our boy Justin Herbert, who averaged 20.4. So,
I just don't get why they feel the need to change rules every year. Like, there's nothing wrong with the product. Viewership's never been higher.
Interest has never been
higher.
That's somebody who's settling for what he can have out there. They want more money, bro. More money.
I don't know any of this has to do with more money.
Yeah, everything
has
to do with
more
money.
I'm talking about the rules of the game.
Well, you think another 7 points a game is going to bring in more money?
Yes.
Who?
But listen, since I started covering the league 15 years, this league went from $11 billion to now they're like at $20 billion.
But what are the rules? What does changing the rules have to do with any of that?
You always got to tinker with it. And more points means more success, more fantasy, more play, more gambling. You know, more eyeballs.
We just had a bad year of, like, offense, like you said, and the numbers have never been higher and more money.
And maybe it'll get better with more offense.
Another text made a point, bad O-line play. There's a lot of that around the league.
That's a good
question.
Too.
Yeah.
By the way, offensive line, that's a great point.
I didn't
even get to that.
It's depth on offensive line.
No, it's bad offensive lines.
No, it's depth. I think the biggest issue is in the NFL right now. Biggest issue, they're like, 12 quarterbacks, 15 maybe, for 32 teams? 15?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with the texter. I think there was a lot of bad O-line play.
A lot of bad. Worse than ever. Worse than ever. Woody's right.
All right. I mean, the consistent problem is bad quarterback play.
Watch all the tackles go in the first round, and you have.
Oh
no!
It's a tackle draft. Yeah, they're probably gonna make 10 offensive linemen.
Took Omar about 50 minutes, but he got us.
Hey, all right, we gotta
got
go.
Us go. You got us going. Good for you.
I didn't get you in the first segment.
What did you say in the first segment? I lose track.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know, you say some wild crap.
Oh, the Tua could sit out. Training camp.
You ain't gonna sit out camp.
See, he said he's
when
not.
When is he gonna make the power play? When is he gonna force their hand?
What power play? They should call his bluff and just let him sit out then.
He ain't sitting out. He's gonna be at every practice to be the leader of the team.
He seems like a good team guy, man.
He's a good
I don't
team
know.
Guy.
He's a great team guy.
I don't know why
guy.
He put that out there. He
my
seems like
point,
a good
my
team
point
guy.
Is,
Tua and Mike, they hang out together. They're
they
so
do.
Tight.
But when are you going to put pressure on the organization? If Christian,
if
Christian Wilkins did it, why would Tua not
What's
do it?
What's wrong with you? You come in like,
if
how
Christian
can I get
Wilkins
this
did it, why would Tua not? Maybe you won't play in the exhibition games. That's it. I'm not – yeah, that's it.
It's practice. I don't care. You're not going to play that much in exhibition games anyway.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We'll hold out for
just
the exhibition.
Just be out there practicing.
Yeah,
nobody
okay.
Cares. Nobody right. cares if you play in the preseason games.
All right, cool. That's the stand we'll
All
take.
All right, listen, we got to go to break here. Time to tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Well, one thing I know for sure, when it comes to the doctors over there, you're in good hands when it comes to any kind of sports-related injury because they have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, top 50 in the country. When you start looking at specialists and the team doctors and the facilities they have, oh, my gosh, you're talking about the best of the best, man, for the knee, the shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. Anything you're going through, they've seen over and over again every day because that's what they do, high school, college, and professional athlete. People ask me, where do the pros go? I go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. And a lot of sporting events down here like the Miami Open. I'll trust those great doctors at Baptist Health South Florida to take good care of them. Anytime there's an injury, we're there and covering South Florida like nobody's business with great facilities, including 595 and Pine Island Implantation, a little more than a year old, and the newest one right now at Hard Rock Stadium. Anybody gets hurt over there, not a problem. Connected to the practice facility, and, of course, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most with the best doctors in the business.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.